Hello and welcome to another episode of Cypherma Research Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing the APT trends in Q1-2024 researched by the Cypherma research team. Cypherma combines cyber intelligence with attack surface discovery and digital risk protection to deliver early warning, personalized, contextual, outside-in, and multi-layered insights. We have built the next generation of AI-powered threat intelligence platform called External Threat Landscape Management, ETLM, to provide cyber defenders with the hacker's view to help clients prepare for impending attacks. Cypherma is headquartered in Singapore with offices in Japan, India, the US, and the EU. Customers include both governments as well as Fortune 500 companies across manufacturing, financial services, retail, industrial products, natural resources, and pharmaceutical industries. Let's talk about the APT trends in Q1 2024. In the first quarter of 2024, the global cybersecurity landscape witnessed a significant uptick in cyber activities orchestrated by advanced persistent threat, APT, groups from various regions, including China, North Korea, Iran, and Russia. These actors demonstrated increased sophistication and innovation in their tactics, presenting formidable challenges to cybersecurity professionals worldwide. Starting with Iran, groups like Homeland Justice and Mint Sandstorm intensified their espionage efforts by targeting governmental and academic institutions across Western and Middle Eastern regions. Their tactics ranged from sophisticated phishing campaigns to the deployment of novel malware like MediaPI and Mischief Tut. Charming Kitten, another Iranian group, refined its social engineering tactics by leveraging a counterfeit webinar platform to lure unsuspecting targets. Additionally, the Tortoiseshell Group focused its cyber efforts on the aerospace and defense sectors in the Middle East, indicating a strategic enhancement of Iran's cyber capabilities. In Russia, state-sponsored actors, notably APT-29, made headlines by infiltrating high-value targets such as Microsoft, compromising corporate emails, and accessing source code repositories. APT-29 also expanded its scope to European political arenas, targeting German political parties with a newly developed backdoor called Wineloader. Meanwhile, the Gamaradin group continued its sophisticated attacks against the Ukrainian military, demonstrating Russia's adaptability and strategic depth in cyber operations. APT-28 leveraged vulnerabilities in Ubiquiti Edge routers to create extensive botnets, showcasing Russia's multifaceted cyber strategies. Chinese APT groups like Earth Luska, Evasive Panda, and Earth Krang showcased a sophisticated approach to cyber espionage. Earth Luska exploited geopolitical tensions with Taiwan through targeted spear phishing campaigns, while Evasive Panda capitalized on the Tibetan diaspora during the Monlam festival by distributing Trojanized software. Earth Krang conducted comprehensive attacks on global government entities, exploiting vulnerabilities and compromised systems for intelligence gathering. These operations underscored China's aggressive pursuit of intelligence through cyber means. North Korean threat actors, including Kim Suki and Lazarus Group, significantly advanced their espionage tactics in Q1 2024. Kim Suki expanded its reach across the Asia-Pacific region using sophisticated malware deployment techniques and creating supply chain attack opportunities via PYPI software repositories. Lazarus Group exploited a new Windows kernel vulnerability to enhance their rootkit, facilitating deep system manipulation and evading advanced security measures. These developments highlighted North Korea's ongoing efforts to bolster its cyber capabilities for espionage purposes. Key trends observed in Q1 2024 include most of the Iranian campaigns are led by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and subgroups primarily targeting Middle East policy experts. Russian APT activities, fueled by the Russia-Ukraine conflict, targeted larger attack surfaces like Microsoft and Edge routers. Chinese APT groups upheld sophisticated operations, with a notable focus on government entities in Southeast Asia. Moreover, they strategically positioned themselves for possible potential geopolitical conflicts, as demonstrated by their attacks on Taiwan and Tibetan communities. Meanwhile, North Korean threat actors emphasized sophisticated infiltration techniques, notably exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities and creating supply chain attack opportunities. Overall, in Q1 2024, Iranian, Russian, Chinese, and North Korean APT groups intensified cyber activities targeting governmental, academic, and corporate sectors globally. With sophisticated tactics like phishing, novel malware, and supply chain exploitation, these actors underscored the imperative for enhanced cybersecurity measures and international cooperation to counter evolving threats effectively. To manage this threat effectively, organizations must adopt a range of tools and strategies to detect and mitigate the impact of data breaches, including threat intelligence platforms, data loss prevention solutions, and incident response procedures. Vigilance and proactive measures are crucial to prevent sensitive information from falling into the wrong hands. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast, and we'll see you soon with another research topic. This is the CypherMA research team signing off.